Australia and the world's second largest miner, Rio Tinto, announced its full year profit results, and they were slightly ahead of expectations. Revenue for 2019 up nearly 6% to $45.4 billion. Underlying profit also lifting by around 18% to $10.4 billion, while its net profit, or its headline profit numbers, down quite significantly, down around 41% on the year before, just above $8 billion. Now, Rio Tinto will still be delivering a record final dividend. It's paying $2.31 per share, but didn't announce any special dividends new buybacks as well. So why the result? The headline profit number was certainly impacted by a significant $1.6 billion US impairment in relation to its Mongolian underground asset and also an alumina refinery in Queensland. It also saw a number of gains that it made in 2018 due to asset sales not repeated in 2019. Underlying results, no surprise, benefited from a surge in the iron ore price over 2019, where Rio saw its average price jumping around 37% to $85.90 a ton, helped by strong Chinese demand. A weaker Aussie dollar also helped Rio Tinto's bottom line. So its iron ore business does contribute more than 50% of the group revenue. While it saw prices lifting over the year, shipments were actually down around 3% due to a number of weather-related disruptions, and hence costs were also a little bit higher. So prices for its aluminium and copper commodities were a little bit weaker over the year, and it also saw production levels falling for those particular commodities as well. Its smallest division, which is the energy and minerals segment, performed quite well. So where to now for Rio? Well, on the 17th of February, Rio did announce that it was going to see lower shipments coming out of the Pilbara region due to tropical cyclone Damien. It reconfirmed those particular figures at these results. Much of the talking point moving forward will be the fact that Rio is committing about $1 billion over the next 5 years in climate-related spend. It is looking to cut its absolute emissions as well, carbon emissions, by 15% by 2030. And by 2050, it's looking to be a net zero emitter.